The feds went after soccer's governing organization, FIFA, this week, accusing it of allowing money to affect the World Cup competition. The charges come right in time for FIFA's annual Congress and Friday's vote on who will become the next president. Sepp Blatter for a fifth term. Here's Football Association Chairman Greg Dyke speaking to the BBC last night.
Well, I've only been to one FIFA Congress, and it reminded me of something out of North Korea. So this one could be a bit livelier than that. It might not necessarily just be the adoration of the leader.
Well, Kim Jong's Sepp Blatter may get a few boos on Friday, and the U.S. getting outraged over big sports throwing big money around? That sounds as American as the Yankees, LeBron, and the Cowboys. Can the Yanks make these charges stick? Forgive my cynicism, Simon Cooper is a writer for the Financial Times and author of Football Against the Enemy. But isn't this about FIFA and football being bigger than any one country and getting a power haircut from the likes of the EU and the USA?
FIFA is a kind of rogue state. It's like North Korea, but instead of nukes, they kind of have this big cash box in Zurich and nobody knows what's in it. So, yeah, I mean, FIFA is this kind of transnational, almost mafia-like organization that nobody really can get a grip on. In the US, not the EU so much, but really you guys are the first people to really take them on.
And is it the size of FIFA, the fact that it transcends any individual country, does that encourage this kind of corruption?
It's not such a big organization. They just have one thing. They own the World Cup. And they can do what they like with it. And the World Cup never used to generate much money back in the day. But now TV rights have spiraled, sponsor contracts have spiraled, and all that money goes straight into their cash box. And what happens after that, nobody really knows. And if you're a TV station and you want to buy the rights to the World Cup, and they all do, it's kind of handy if you bribe the right people. So that's the way a lot of it goes. And then everybody wants to host the World Cup. And so if you want to host the World Cup, you pay some bribes as well to people in FIFA and you get to host it. So the one thing these guys have is the World Cup, but it's the biggest sports event on earth, with apologies to the Yankees, etc.
So if there are criminal charges here that are brought and there are convictions, in more ways than just simple crime, this is the end of the Wild West era of football in the world, right? Suddenly there's going to be some rules. What are they going to look like?
I think it's going to clip FIFA's wings a little, but it's not going to take them totally out of business. I mean, I think they're not going to be so stupid as to channel bribes through U.S. banks, which is the thing that got them, because you guys now have this Foreign Corrupt Practices Act, so that if you bribe somebody abroad, or you know, you put bribe money through a U.S. bank, the U.S. can prosecute you. So they're not going to do business in the U.S. anymore. And Blatter hasn't visited the U.S. for 4 years very cunningly, and he probably won't be seen on your shores for some time. But, you know, they don't really need to be corrupt. They're only going to give out one World Cup in the next 7 or 8 years. That's not such a big deal for them. Those bribes might diminish. But they take in all this World Cup money. They're totally untransparent. They can completely legally pay themselves enormous and undisclosed salaries. Nobody knows what Sepp Blatter earns. And then they can hand out, you know, little cash bonuses to national soccer associations around the world. And then those guys are likely to vote for him, as they always do, at the next presidential election. I mean, quite likely on Friday, Blatter is going to win his fifth term as FIFA president. The guy is there forever. This is going to make FIFA a bit less corrupt, but they can still pretty much continue to freewheel. I'm skeptical that those days are ending.
So the only way really to have any sort of governance and transparency here would be to make FIFA a public corporation that would they be traded on the stock exchange or something, and there's no way to compel FIFA to do that, right?
There's no way to compel FIFA to do anything. I mean, you know, you're upset, I'm upset, a lot of people in a few Western countries are upset, but Putin has Blatter's back. I mean, Putin is a very powerful guy there. Most countries in the world are pretty corrupt themselves, not very interested in dictatorship, and produce power brokers who think Sepp Blatter is a pretty good guy. So all these complaints are from a few Western countries, and they're not broadly shared by FIFA's members, which is the world. I mean, there's 209 national associations in the world. They each have one vote. You know, whether you're Liechtenstein or Germany, you have one vote. And it's often the smaller federations that are very fond of Blatter. So I'm not sure that anyone can do very much.
And does the IOC, the International Olympic Committee, which has had some of the same kinds of bigger than any individual country sorts of power mad problems, have to look at this very, very carefully here?
I mean, the IOC is kind of the model for how FIFA could improve. But the IOC was again reformed by the US because the Congress essentially said, you guys had better clean up your act. This was after the Salt Lake City scandals 15 years ago or so. The FBI is after you, and otherwise American sponsors and TV stations won't be allowed to do business with you. And this terrified the heck out of the IOC, because in those days they got the large bulk of their money from the US. But FIFA gets its money worldwide, and as we know, this is now a multipolar world. The US just isn't that important in the world of soccer. So whereas the US had the IOC over a barrel, I mean, FIFA has a lot of friends elsewhere.
And what about the players? Do the players have a vote here? Can they say enough is enough, or are they at the till as well?
The players don't really have a vote. I mean, the thing is, most players and most fans have nothing to do with FIFA in their day-to-day existence. Because if you're, say, Lionel Messi, you play for Barcelona, and in competitions not organized by FIFA, that's what you spend 95% of your life doing. And then once every 4 years, you go to a World Cup, which is organized by FIFA. But, you know, once the World Cup starts, it's very much about the soccer. It's about, you know, is Messi good enough to win the World Cup single-handed, that kind of thing. And so if you're Messi, you might be watching this on TV, but it doesn't really touch you so much.
And the speculation yesterday, I don't know what you heard, was that a lot of the officials have rolled over and that everyone's spilling the beans on Sepp Blatter. And that's how this is going to go down. Do you buy any of that?
It is possible. I mean, obviously what the U.S., the DOJ is going to do is say to the guys it's indicted, tell us everything you know and we'll do you a plea bargain. And of course, the biggest fish to catch would be Blatter. But the thing is, Blatter has enough enemies within FIFA that in the last few years, if they had evidence that he himself had been taking bribes, I suspect they would already have spilled the beans. I mean, he's ousted a few pretty corrupt guys. They had the chance to spill the beans and they didn't.
Simon Cooper, writer for the Financial Times and author of Football Against the Enemy. Simon, thanks so much.
Thanks, John.